At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Got the whole crew back together. Good morning on a Monday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Chris Villar gracing us with his presence today.
I know. We haven't spent a rare occasion since we've had CF.
Hey, welcome back, John.
It's good to see you guys.
See ya.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm going with all initials today.
Nice to see you, JJ.
Come on, that's an easy one, HP.
JC over here.
No. We have to go with CC. Yeah. Cookies. Cookies Costa.
Never been compared before.
No one even knows him as Jim anymore. They just know him as Cookies.
CC. All right. So you're back from Disney.
Yeah. Disney trip went down Wednesday. And happy to report, which I reported back to you guys. I don't know how much you talked about it on Thursday, but there were zero issues with the real ID. So I was there on the opening day. Who would possibly schedule a trip on opening day of real ID season? But yes, we did. And happy to report that, first of all, a lot of the TSA, heavy listeners. And they told me right away, hey, tell Heather.
No issues.
No problems here.
That's great.
And it was honestly there and coming back from Orlando yesterday, it was the smoothest trip through security that I may have ever had, especially with Teddy. So we did. The rest of the kids didn't go. They had school, and Lucy was graduating her freshman year, which she passed. So woohoo! No repeat classes there. But it was as smooth as you can imagine. They overstaffed it, but I did ask him. I'm like, hey, even if you weren't overstaffed, have there been any issues with people walking up? And he goes, I haven't had any. Almost everybody that's gone through security, in fact, in my line, everyone has had a real ID, and it's just, hey, come and go. It was great. So anybody traveling, don't worry about it. You get the real ID, it's smooth.
And I think maybe the big epiphany was right before that, Heather, you shared that enhanced license would work the same, which then it goes, oh, a lot of people have gotten that over the years because if they drive to Canada or if they just part of the renewal process. So that, I think, helped a lot of people here locally.
It did. It was something. And you look at all the numbers, and this is last week's news story, but a vast majority of those in Michigan have the star on their license, whether it's in the state or it's in the star with just in a circle. They already have it because the enhanced license has been around for more than a decade. When that first came out, because I go to Canada frequently to fish, I got it back, way back when.
I'm just a little surprised because I think people are lazy and they kept thinking, I don't need this. I don't need this. We keep kicking this down the road, kicking the can down the road. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. And people, I would have thought someone would have shown up thinking, oh, I'll be fine. It'll be fine. Only to end up.
Yeah.
Jumping through all the hoops. No issues.
None. Not at all. And the TSA guys were great. In fact, when we went through there, they were, I mentioned that they were big listeners. they helped Teddy through security because it's, you know, he doesn't love security. He doesn't like being separated from mommy. Even if I take him, because he's home with mom all the time, he doesn't want to be separated from his mom. And so there's always a little kicking and screaming, I don't want to take my shoes off, which they don't make a kid take his shoes off.
Because she can carry him through, right? Or no? Does he have to stand alone
for the
in
fact that he's about 70 pounds? No. He doesn't have to go through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she can carry him through the metal detector, right? Or you could?
I can, yes. Okay. Yes, because he's
so big.
He's a monster. So I do. And yeah, you would think that I'm kidnapping him because mommy.
Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
So yeah. But yeah, no issues. And the travel itself, the hotel, the trip, weather was hit and miss.
Really?
Thunderstorms almost every night.
Oh no.
Which got me out of the park. So that wasn't so bad. And back to, you know, eating, which I excel at on vacation. It's one of the things I do well. And then Teddy literally loves the pool and the splash pad. And so every time we would leave to go to a park, he would kind of kick and scream, no, hotel. Pool.
Like, you could have went anywhere. You could have just gotten a hotel right here by your house.
Yeah, we could have gone up to Bronner's.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, he would probably love that new Splash Village.
Oh, yeah. He would absolutely love it. So, yeah, we could have saved ourselves a hell of a lot of money. Yeah. And time.
Yes.
But, no, the trip was great. So, but happy to be back. Feel rested. I probably slept more in this vacation than any other time
pretty much
in my life. Yeah.
I mean, that's great. It's important to sleep.
I know, but I hate to sleep away vacation. But because I don't get a chance to spend a lot of time with Teddy, even when he would nap, and he doesn't normally nap anymore, but because it was hot, we were running around, we had to get him some naps, I made him nap with me, which he did fine. So, yes.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Tiger Baseball. They dropped 2-3 over the weekend. Some valid concerns. We have the Lions schedule out later this week, so we're going to do a dream schedule Mad Libs at 7:02. Who do you want to open? Who do you want in prime time? Who do you want on Thanksgiving Day?
Heather, were you on the text this morning?
I was not. Were you asking for adjectives, adverbs, plural nouns? What were you?
No.
I'm filling in ad lib, Mad Libs.
This guy got a kick out of
what?
I thought it was hilarious because there are five people on the morning show here.
Yes.
And everyone listens to your news except for the individual that sits in that seat.
No.
Yes. It was
because the bridge is they're tearing down the bridge.
Yes. 696 is closed both ways.
Yeah.
So this morning, Tom and I get a text, and I couldn't tell while I was driving if you were on that text or not, that hey, I'm going to be late. 696 is closed to both ways. And my response was, dude, do you not listen to the news?
No, as soon as I came onto where the entrance ramp would be, it hit me. This is the week that it's closed. I knew why it was closed, but Monday morning, your brain's not working all the way.
Remember the dates.
Yeah. Well, sometime in May, I guess it'll be closed.
One of these future weeks.
Yeah. Two Grand Slam. How long is it going to be closed?
Like a week?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like a week, right?
Heather, you know, right?
10 days?
10 days. Bingo! Yes! You win $2,000!
Yes! I think there'd be a quiz on Heather's news. I don't like this development. 248-539.
Yeah, so if you have to travel 696 today, you won't.
You won't. And you won't for the next 10 days, right?
Yes.
Or did it start last Friday?
It started, I think it was actually...
The 9th?
Yeah, yeah. So it was Friday.
I'm saying everything with a question mark because I'm trying to remember what I had said.
It was Friday. Yeah.
Not on Friday early morning. It would have been later in the day Friday.
Yeah.
So this week.
That was my wife's birthday. By the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I wasn't on Friday, so a little delayed, but I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. I hope you had a wonderful Sunday. You were celebrated the way that you should be. And I'm speaking not just to you, Heather, but to all mamas out there.
Yes.
Did you do anything fun?
Oh, yeah. I had a great day. I got to sleep in, didn't have to get the kids out of bed. So it was a fabulous start to the day. We went to the zoo. I got a workout in. I got a pedicure. Spent some time outside. Yeah, it was fabulous.
What was the zoo like on Mother's Day?
It was packed.
It was a zoo.
Everybody in Metro Detroit was at the zoo. But it was fun. The weather was great. It was a great day to be at the zoo. It was just everyone was there. So it was a little bit busier than normal, but it's all right.
Did the kids have a favorite animal?
They like all the animals. Emily really likes the butterfly house. Like we could spend all day. What she always goes in there with her finger out. Like she wants a butterfly to land on her finger. She loves the butterflies, but they love everything. They like the penguins, the polar bears, anything with like the glass tunnel. They love that.
So at 8:35.
Oh,
we have a topic about the most annoying things in amusement parks, and I would consider that an amusement park.
A zoo? Of sorts.
And so I want to know if this happens to you when we get to 8:35.
Interesting.
Yes.
So why
especially when it was
there.
Busy, yeah.
I don't think I consider zoos to be amusement parks, but yes. Yes, I think Heather can participate in the conversation.
Yeah, you're amused when you get there.
It is a park.
Yeah, and the kids were amused.
It's an attraction.
If Emily had been walking around with her finger out, I would have pulled it a number of different times.
Yes. I'm amused by this take.
Maybe I'll put it in the cookie jar on Friday. Do zoos count as amusement park?
I would say no, but I get what you're saying.
At first blush, I would say no, and then I realize, it has a carousel.
Yeah.
It does have a carousel.
It doesn't have a train.
It does have a train.
Yeah.
Theater Point has the same stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
they just have more rides,
and a lot more.
I'll put it this way: the zoo is more of an amusement park than Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I would agree with that, and I think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. What my take was that it's an amusement park, so not a stretch for me.
We can get a verdict early. 248-539-9797. Collect a few ticket texts, and then we'll get into the Tigers coming up next. 2 of 3 lost over the weekend.
Oh, the collective eye rolls. He's back.
It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.